When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up at about 4 minutes after the hour, it's my strawberry letter for today. And the subject is, should I tell him what his daddy showed me? We'll get into that in just a few, find out what that's all about. It's not what you think. It is time now for the nephew in today's prank phone
call. Hurry up. All right, this right here is your doors. Your doors. All right. All right, black people, pull over. This is your doors. Let's go.
Hello.
Hello, I'm trying to reach a Mr. Paul, please.
Call for junior, senior.
Probably senior.
Okay, this is me. How you doing today?
I'm good. Listen, my name is Mark. I'm actually calling from a company called Doors. Are you at court?
Yes, correct.
You guys just built that home, right?
Yes.
Okay, like I said, my name is Mark Stevens. I'm actually calling from Doors. We're actually the company that supply the doors that are actually throughout your house.
Okay, great. What are you calling for, a follow-up?
No, this isn't a follow-up. Actually, we've got a couple glitches we want to try and get straightened out if we could. Here's the problem, sir. The problem we're having is that the contractor that actually built you all's home has not paid for the doors. You guys have been there 2.5 months, and we can't seem to get the contractor to come in and pay for the doors.
Okay, so you tried to call him.
We've tried to call him several times, and we have not been able to
what
get
what number do you have on him? Because if you don't have a good number, I can give you a number, because I really don't have anything to do with that. In fact, how'd you get my number?
Well, actually, we had your number on file as the homeowner, and that's pretty much how we had you. But the problem we're facing here, sir, is we've tried to get this guy for the last couple months, and we can't get him. So actually what's going to happen here in the next day or so is we're probably going to have to come and get all the doors.
Hold on, wait a second. Do what?
We're probably going to have to come and get all the doors in your house, take them off, and bring them back here to the plant until
Who's going to come get all my doors?
We're going to have to get those doors until either we get a contractor or, you know, we get paid for the doors. Now, what could happen is you could pay for the doors.
No. I already paid for the doors. That's past tense. I've done that. Paid. You're saying paying. That means I got to double back.
Well, sir, but we haven't been paid, sir, for the doors as well.
No. The contractor was paid for the doors. So that's who pays you.
Okay. And what I'm trying to explain to you, sir, we haven't been paid at all. Here at Doors.
Now, okay. Well, at Doors, they should have received a check from my contract.
Okay. And what I'm explaining to you, sir, is that hasn't been done.
I told her, since you have not been paid, you're going to come back and get my doors. Now, you said we. Now, who's all this? You and who are we going to come back?
Here's the problem here.
No, ain't no problem. We're going to resolve this very peacefully. But who is we?
Okay. So what's taking place here at my job is they've taken this money out of my check that hasn't been paid for the doors.
Oh, yes. I can understand that. But why would they take it out of your check? You did the man hours. You've done your work.
I understand that, sir, but since the company hasn't been paid, the company is taking it out on me, and it's not going to come down on me. So either I'm going to get the doors.
Well, you need to quit your job, because they need to give you not just give you a bonus, but give you some hourly work, because bottom line is, you're talking about coming to get my doors. No, that's not going to happen.
Either we resolve this peacefully as if you paid for it, or I come out and get the doors. And I'm not finna sit here and go back and forth.
You need to go ahead and come get these doors. Gas up. And come get these doors, because you're not going to come get I'm not going to send you no money.
Okay, sir, then what we need to do is get a scheduled time where I can come out and get all the doors.
Now I'm on your time.
I'm sorry?
I'm on your time now, so you must be paying me now since I'm on your time.
What are you talking about?
Because you're talking about you're going to set up a time with me. That means I have to leave and do what I do to be meet you here to get something that don't belong to you, which is my door.
Sir, you don't have to be there at all.
I'm going to come in
and take the front door off, and I'm going to keep moving through the house and get all the doors and get them back here to the plant.
I don't think you hear yourself. Now, first and foremost, when you come to the front door, I'm going to be there waiting on you. As you take it off the latch, I'm going to be on your behind making sure you realize you're going to have to take this door or take this and I'm pretty sure that will be coming to you when you get that first door.
Sir, I can't keep going back and forth with you. Let me say this to you. I'm coming to get them doors even if I got to take a whooping because I got to get my money back from the company that they done took from me because your damn contractor did not pay for the damn doors.
Hey, you better, bring your...
Delve into the visceral world of hip-hop with the Gangsta Chronicles. Podcast that aims to unravel the intricate tapestry of one of music's most influential and misunderstood subgenres, gangsta rap. Hosted by MC8 and Big Steels every Thursday, each episode provides an in-depth exploration into the formative artists, monumental albums, and socio-political factors that have shaped gangsta rap from its emergence in the 80s to its enduring impact today. Gangsta Chronicles unpacks the evolution of this uniquely American art form. We dive into the socio-cultural aspects that gangsta rap boldly addressed, from police brutality to systemic racism, offering listeners a comprehensive understanding of the profound cultural significance this genre holds. Listen to the Gangsta Chronicles on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go.
Hey, parents. Looking for something fun to listen to in the car with your kids? Blippi and Mika have a brand new podcast, Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. Each week, the Blippi Mobile will take your kids to amazing places.
Click, click, put your seatbelts on. Get ready for a ride. We're gonna have some fun.
They'll explore and listen to the sounds of amazing places like farms, racetracks, the moon, and even
construction time.
That's right, Blippi.
Follow your ears. What do you hear?
And they'll meet new friends along the way. Alongside Blippi and Mika, your kids will learn awesome new things about the places and things they see and hear. It's a fun, interactive listening experience for the whole family. Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Wow. Thank God for deliverance.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Calm down when you talk to me. You talk to a grown man. I'm gonna put this on you. I'm not going to allow you to come to my house and take these damn doors, and you ain't coming to get no money.
Bottom I'm coming line. To get them doors, and I'm coming to get them today. I need every...
Come on now. What time you coming? Because I want to be prepared when you come mess with these doors. Because I make sure, please, what time you coming?
Don't worry about when I'm coming. You'll know when I'm there when I take the first door off the hinge.
Every door, we going to meet at that door. I'm going to whoop that... And tell you what, I'm going to pay you. I'm going to pay you $1 whooping. Now take that check. You can make $10.75
whooping or not. I'm going to take that whooping if that's what it takes, but I got to take these doors.
I'll tell you what,
so I can get my money
what I
back,
need
man.
You to do. Next time, get your damn money. Stop. Get a job that pays you better for this whooping. You're going to get in fed well.
I'm not. No, sir, I'm not going to keep going back and forth with you about you whooping my.
You ain't got to go back and forth. That is the end. Bring your over here, take that whooping, and take it on home.
But I'm bringing them doors, too. Every door in that house.
Damien Lovett is a contractor.
You should have been called a contractor.
You should have been called a contractor.
But you're stealing doors from my damn company.
Now, I'm telling you what, you need to be calling them. He got your money.
I'm coming to get every door you got in that house.
Bring me that number.
I'll tell you what, you know what I'll do? I'll just wait till you go to work.
Bring me the number right now.
I'll just come in there and get them doors while your ass is gone.
Junior, wait a second. Now, I just told you, you ain't coming to get no doors. I just got to tell you this. Junior, get it from your mama. Bring
I'm
it
coming
on
to
now.
Get them doors. And you know what else I'm coming to do?
What?
I'm coming to tell you who I am. You do you know who I am?
More so I know who you are. So you walk your up here, I'll make sure I introduce myself. You want to come get a door? Well, come get these doors then, if you're that bad.
That ain't really who I am.
Well, who are you?
I am Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got prank phone call by your wife, Faye.
Faye! That's right. She was bringing the damn number. Oh, you gonna get it when I get downstairs. Oh, brother, you got me. You know, I'm a typical Negro. I got one of them red doors. You know when you get them red doors, you're doing something.
Oh, man. Hey, man, I got to ask you, man. Paul, what is... What is the baddest, and I'm talking about the baddest radio show in the land?
Oh, Steve Harvey Show and Cousin Tommy.
I was over here just praying, man. Faye, don't bring that number in now.
But now all I heard was all this moving, so I'm thinking they looking for it, but they down there probably on the floor getting it.
Stupid enough?
You're going to get your butt killed.
Stupid enough? We ain't going to hold it too long. Yo, does, baby. Yo, does. I got to come get all these does out your house.
That was
all these doors. I got to get all of them.
The doors, though.
The doors, baby. The doors. All right. Freedom. The nephew is at Charlie Goodnight's. Not Charlie. Charlie. I'm calling it Charlie. This weekend is Charlie. It's not Charlie. It's Charlie. Charlie Goodnight's. All right. Two on Friday, two on Saturday, one on Sunday. The nephew is coming to town. Get your tickets. They on sale right now at Charlie Goodnight's. Yay, yay. All right. And then I'm going to take the family. Let me look at the calendar, y'all. Let me see. Take the family out. Then I'm going to come back. Matter of fact, Richmond, Virginia. That's right. That was 15-16. Sold all that out. Just added a Thursday night Thank show on the 14th. Tickets on sale right now. Right now. And then laying way out in the cut is Montgomery, Alabama. The nephew all around the country. Stupid moving around the country. I don't know if y'all know it, but stupid moving around.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. All you got to do is stupid look at moving. The internet. It's everywhere. Oh. Junior, I never noticed that you wear your wristwatch on your right arm.
Yeah, Uncle, I'm left-handed.
Oh, I was going to say, are you left-handed? That's usually left-handed. Yeah, right? Steve's left-handed, too. And I am I know too. I wear mine.
You just didn't know I was.
Right. But you're left-handed and use right club to play golf. So you're so confused. It's a damn shame.
I bat left-handed.
I do too. And I write right-handed. I'm confused.
You play golf right-handed?
Yeah.
Yeah, you do.
Right left-handed, bat left-handed.
Oh, yeah.
It's so funny how we're have so ambidextrous many left-handed people in our family, on this show. All right. Thank you, nephew. Coming up next, it is a strawberry letter, and the subject is, should I tell him what his daddy showed me? We'll get into that, find out what that's all about right after this.
You right hairline is what you is. You right hairline.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.